Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliqua, in the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 8th day of December, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that is 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 30 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 34 degrees today for the climate basin. It's been cold. I don't think we've had any moisture, maybe just a little drizzle of rain or something. It might have happened when I went looking, but we need more precipitation. We're getting in the mountains. I mean, I'm getting something. So I'm happy about that, and I'm sick about that because I hate it. I fucking hate winter, but God, do we need it. All right, let's see what we're going to look at here. Oregon Supreme Court leaves in place order blocking strict new gun law. Wonder why. We'll be right back. Take your brain. It's time to go. You don't have long to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliqua, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Oregon Supreme Court leaves in place order blocking strict new gun law. This is from Fox News, and I'm sure everybody's going, yeah, you know what you did? You know what you fucking did when you went and filed in that administrative admiralty court? You filed in the wrong jurisdiction. The goddamn Bill of Rights is not under the goddamn administrative jurisdiction. Or the admiralty jurisdiction. It's under the common law jurisdiction, and this is not a common law filing. What you just did is what they did in Heller versus the fucking whoever in the hell it was there in Washington, D.C. You gave them fucking, you put the fucking notion forth that they have something to say about it. The Oregon Supreme Court is made up of all fucking goddamn esquires that are a part of a private law that belongs to the fucking King of England. It's being practiced across this goddamn nation, has been for a long fucking time. This is not a common law ruling. They have no goddamn business with their pink crayon writing around on our goddamn Bill of Rights. They can't touch that fucking law. They know they can't touch it. They're not even, just for the son of a, what should have happened is all the sheriffs in this fucking, in every county in the state of Oregon should have got together and fucking denounced the goddamn administrative admiralty, took a goddamn oath to the fucking, Bill of Rights into the fucking common law jurisdiction and went and arrested these motherfuckers, and they should have been put against the wall. But now you got room for fucking wiggle. Now they do have, well, they do have some kind of say in it. These goddamn corporate appointed motherfuckers in the goddamn Oregon Supreme Court. They ain't got no goddamn jurisdiction over that fucking Bill of Rights, none whatso fucking ever. And they fucking know it, and you know it. This is how, you see, the Bill of Rights was set up that so that nobody could fucking amend it. That's what that ninth article stops. It stops any thought of mending that son of a bitch through the Constitution. If there was a Constitution, which there ain't. At any rate, the Bill of Rights is fucking, it stands a fucking alone. And it can, and it's its own jurisdiction. When you go into, you can't, I mean, goddammit, people. If people just understood what fucking jurisdiction was, they'd see what they've been doing. They couldn't alter the goddamn Bill of Rights through the amendment process in their phony fucking goddamn corporate fucking, United States Corporation fucking, changed, constitution. So what are they doing? They are amending a fucking, the highest law in this fucking land and the jurisdictional authority of the people through fucking municipalities, through fucking state, goddamn administrative admiralty jurisdiction that cannot, that they can't even come in a fucking common law court, let alone attack common law. They do not have the fucking authority. They didn't have the authority to make this ruling. But I'm sure it's going to be, if it only costs us $40,000, well, the game ain't over yet, kids. You fucking, one of these days, you're going to have to stand up with the fucking balls and do this yourself. I guess it'll take you a little while longer to realize it. They're playing fucking games with you. How much did you pay for this fucking ruling that's going to be overturned, huh? Anyway, let's look at it. From Fox News, a new strict gun law in Oregon remains on hold after the state's high court. No, it ain't the state's high court. The high court in the state of fucking, in the state of Oregon is the superior court of the fucking common law fucking jurisdiction, period. The people's goddamn jurisdiction. Not the goddamn servants. Or what are supposed to be servants. Are in their fiduciary positions, they are beneath us. But they call us, they say they're the ruling part, they're the ruling class. They know they're not. We are. We are goddamn sovereign nationals. We're on a fucking par with the King of England. And the rest of the fucking crown princes of fucking goddamn Europe. Let old Ben, I'm sure people are dancing fucking little jigs and shit. You just wait. They're getting ready to shove it up your fucking ass like a goddamn used two before. A new strict gun law in Oregon remains on hold after state's high court said it would not grant an emergency motion to overturn a lower court's ruling. It can't. The lower court couldn't make the ruling. It's in the wrong jurisdiction, period. And that's a fucking fact. And they cannot operate in the common law jurisdiction. That belongs to the fucking people. The people ratified that fucking document. That goddamn constitution was just put together by the fucking aristocracy, the thieves of the day. And it has no goddamn bind on we the people. In fact, they made sure that that was made fucking clear in that ninth article. They can't fucking disparage our second article in any fucking way. And that goes for the state because people fucking just overlook, they don't read shit. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states. And they have to, the Bill of Rights ain't got nothing to do with the states. It has everything to do with the states. It was ratified by the states. It is the fucking highest law in this goddamn land. It is the law of we the people. It's our jurisdictional authority. It's our goddamn guns that fucking made them motherfuckers bow to our fucking goddamn will and so that we could have this fucking law. Oregon Supreme Court Chief Justice Martha Walters issued the ruling Wednesday without authority, without jurisdictional authority. She committed high, fucking, they're all fucking guilty of goddamn, fraud, sedition and treason. And that's they're all fucking goddamn up against the wall, fucking you're getting a bullet, fucking goddamn charges. Denying the request from Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum to reinstate the law known as Measure 114. The law has been set to take effect on Thursday. I knew it wouldn't. This is to fucking establish that they have any, they're going into our goddamn Bill of Rights, people. They are not allowed into our Bill of Rights. Only the common law juries can make decisions about anything that fucking is pertaining to the Bill of Rights and a person's rights and how they are fucking exercised. Only the common law jury in a common law court under common law jurisdiction with a fucking judge that's elected by we the people and a fucking sheriff that's elected by we the people and has sworn allegiance, and a coroner, of course, but have sworn allegiance to the fucking people that have, they've sworn their oath to protect and defend the goddamn people and our fucking law. And they've sold us fucking out. They wear a union badge. They go, they got a fucking union that sets fucking, a union that sets fucking goddamn rules that fucking violates our Bill of fucking Rights. The highest law in this goddamn land, period. There's no argument about it. That's why they don't want to talk about it. A union! That's a communist fucking goddamn apparatus, don't you know? But no, this is going to be taken. Oh. Magazine capacity restrictions and permitting requirements have a proven track record. They save lives. Now here we go into the fucking play, the game. Rosenblum said in a statement, "We are confident the Oregon Constitution, like the Second Amendment of the Second of the U.S. Constitution, allows these reasonable regulations." Hey, you know what? Fuck you! You would think these cocksuckers, this ain't gonna happen. Go get a copy of the fucking Bill of Rights for the fucking state of Oregon. It used to be all on one page. It's now about 22 pages, and what it does is it's a charter for a goddamn prison state. Plain and simple, that's what it reads. And I know a fucking goddamn contract. The law, which was approved by Oregon voters, no, it fucking was not. Your fucking goddamn vote in this state is a fucking fraud that I've seen with my own fucking eyes, that I reported as a fucking fraud, and you fucking said, no, yeah, it's a fraud. What the fuck are you going to do about it? That's when I held the ballots in my hand, unlawful ballots printed by them for to have their fucking outcome, because they got fucking plans and I wasn't going to get in their fucking way. And November's election is among the strictest in the nation. No, it ain't. It doesn't exist. Somebody went and wrote with a crayon on our goddamn Bill of Rights, and we need to fucking put them up against the wall for it. No jurisdiction. You can't have common law jurisdiction. You fucking know it. Only the individual free national can have it. You can step out of your fiduciary position and go into the common law court as an individual in your individual capacity and get jurisdiction through the fucking procedures in the Bill of Rights. But you can't just fucking take goddamn jurisdiction. You don't have it. You know it. But man, when the motherfuckers go, anytime there's a goddamn bad thing, instead of picking up the fucking gun and going to fucking work, they run and they fucking all pool their fucking money. It probably cost them a pretty fucking penny to go get this before the fucking Supreme Court of Oregon, I guarantee you. Some fucking goddamn esquires made some fucking money on this baby. And you'll pay these motherfuckers. Somebody like me comes up and fucking tells you, you're fucking here, read this, you stupid son of a bitch. Can you read at a third grade level? You don't have to do this. You tell them to fuck off and enforce it with a fucking gun at this point, because they have declared war on our people. The ADL declared war on the Bill of Rights. That's war on the people. They never should have allowed that goddamn Bill of Rights to be attached to that fraudulent fucking Constitution. It bans large capacity magazines over 10 rounds except for current owners, law enforcement, and military, and requires a permit to purchase any gun. To qualify for a permit, an applicant would need to complete an approved firearm safety course that includes a review of the state and federal laws and a demonstration before a certified instructor that the applicant can properly lock, load, unload, fire, and store a gun. Well, we'll do the we can properly lock, we can properly load, and we can properly unload right in your motherfucking treasonous ass fucking face, you dumb son of a bitches. I knew that's what the people would do. You gotta have balls to fight! I can't afford fucking goddamn, 20 bucks to fucking help from the trenches, the fucking only one standing up for the goddamn Bill of Rights. Your goddamn law! That's what gives you your freedom, you stupid fuck! You let them go ahead and get their goddamn admiralty more into your goddamn... It's just like the 1968 gun control law. They did not have the jurisdiction to fucking go into the goddamn Bill of Rights. They couldn't do it. It was a violation of the Ninth Article. They can't have that power. We are that other mentioned in the Tenth Article. others retained by the people that can't be touched. You can't use your fucking goddamn administrative admiralty, which is not supposed to be in this fucking country, which is one of the reasons that the people fought back in 1775 was to get rid of the fucking goddamn king's courts, who can't ever find that the king was wrong. That sound fucking familiar to you? Applicants are also subject to a fee of $65 to exercise their fucking right. Need to pass a criminal background check. That means you better fucking, if you have ever spoken out against these fucking goddamn international corporate mafia motherfuckers, oh, then you're a goddamn threat. Check and need to be determined by a permit agent. Listen to these. Fuck you! You can't give me permission, son of a bitch! I can grant you fucking permission. You can't grant me shit. You don't owe shit. Oh, I'm not your goddamn subject. I'm autonomous. I grant me my goddamn rights. Not you, you fucker. No son of a bitch. I don't need a fucking permit to exercise my goddamn absolute unalienable fucking rights. And they are absolute and unalienable. Even when the fucking goddamn administrative admiralty of a fucking state steps into the fucking, they came into our jurisdiction. That's treason. Right there. That, I mean, the people of goddamn 1775, they came out and fucking shot them up just for fucking that. And they're looking at us like we're goddamn fools because that's how we're fucking acting. To not pose a danger to themselves or others based on their mental state or past behavior. And then that mental shit, you know, I've talked about that. They're pushing that and trying to make that a part of guns as they're fucking shipping goddamn patients from mental hospitals. I mean, these are goddamn lifers fucking from the mental institutions. They're bringing them down to Klamath Falls and dropping them off in parking lots. Yeah, is there mental fucking crazy motherfuckers out there? You better fucking believe it, because they hauled them in here. It's just like the goddamn problem with immigration. They hauled them all in here. The problem with goddamn fucking terrorists who want to fucking kill us, you hauled them all in here. The trouble with MS-13, you hauled them all in here. You did it. You created the fucking problem and pointed the gun at us if we tried to fucking stop it, you motherfuckers. And in one of these days, you guys, you're going to quit trying to throw money to the goddamn enemy. And you're going to turn around, you're going to say, hey, fuck, I guess there's only fucking one way we're going to do this. There is only one way we're going to do this. The law says that those seeking a permit can do so from a local police chief, county sheriff, all of the admiralty, these are corporate boys. They're wearing union fucking badges, and they're dressing in military goddamn insignia. They are sergeants, captains. That ain't goddamn the police. You got a goddamn sheriff and an undersheriff, or you have a constable. That's not police. That's military. You got that? Them five stars on that sheriff's goddamn collar, that means he's a general. That's a general's insignia. But you're too fucking stupid to know that too, aren't you? On their design designees, it also establishes a firearm database to be set up by the state police and requires applicants to be fingerprinted and photographed. You can't require me to do any goddamn thing, you son of a bitch. You do not have the authority to do. I'm going to see your fucking authority. Oh, a gun. You pull it. That's what happens when you ask them for their authority. They pull out a fucking gun. I get the goddamn game then. This is fucking war. When you pull out a fucking gun, that means it's war, you son of a bitch. Because you have no legitimate fucking authority. You can't have any legitimate authority as long as that fucking Bill of Rights is alive. You can't have your New World Order. And you fucking know it. And you guys think that this means anything? You, whatever money you just gave these motherfucking lawyers, these goddamn esquires of the fucking goddamn crown, you might as well burned it. But don't go and fucking step up and help the people who are trying to fucking enforce the goddamn law that does free you from this shit. Don't do that! The measure narrowly passed with state election data showing as of Thursday that 50.6% of voters supported it and 49.4%. Fuck you, lying, cheating, scamming, fraudulent son of a bitches. And I know you're a fucking fraud. I've seen your fucking fraud. I've held it in my fucking hands. I've heard you admit it. All right, let's go on. Let's see what else is going on here. Congress unveils $858 billion NDAA from anti-war sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Congress on Tuesday night unveiled 2023 National Defense Authorization Act. And I don't know why they even bother. Because the fucking people have nothing to fucking say in this. And under the 14th Amendment, that's another thing they did. They made you a subject and then made you fucking responsible for any fucking bills they made. I mean, did you sign, I mean, they're saying we're, you know, $1 trillion, deficit. We're running $1 trillion. Did you sign anything saying that you would be responsible for that fucking goddamn deficit? Or for anything? Did you sign anything saying that they could take out a loan in your fucking name? No. That's because we're not living under the fucking Bill of Rights. We're living under the goddamn Constitution, which they have changed into a fucking corporation. And the corporation just fucking spends. That's what happened to the fucking first Constitution. The goddamn corporation running it went fucking broke. And so that's when they went to Title 53. And that's when they were put, because they owe the money. You know who that money's owed to? Us. We the people. They borrowed it from us and fucking we're not spending it. We're not going out and saying I'm buying a car, I'm buying a house, I'm buying anything. No, these motherfuckers are doing this without our goddamn consent. They do not have consent to rule us and they fucking know it. They can't rule us because they have, the Constitution is fucking bullshit. It fucking existed. It was a fucking con like COVID-19, you got it? A long con that they fucking used until they could fucking step up and say, yeah, we're all fucking corporations. We got all the fucking money we stole from you. We're going to use it to fucking enslave your stupid ass. Congress on Tuesday night unveiled the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act worth $858 billion. Well, you do know that just the money that we sent to fucking Ukraine this year is more than the whole Russian fucking army gets for a budget. The whole Russian fucking army gets for a budget. The whole fucking Russian army gets for a budget. Just the money that's been sent to fucking, well, to fucking Joe Biden's gang there where they sit in fucking in Kiev and fucking divide up the fucking spoils of fucking theft every week.
And you can triple that. It went to Jew land.
You got, yeah, exactly, brother. Worth $858 billion, $45 billion more than what President Biden requested for the military spending. And of course, this is, I mean, Eisenhower stood right up there. He was a dog shit eating fucking Masonic piece of fucking garbage himself. But he stood right up there and told you about the industrial war complex. They want you fucking your kids starved. They don't give a goddamn. That's, I like, really pisses me off is them trying to act when they try to pretend they care about us at all. They hate our fucking guts. We're the only thing standing between them and world domination, which means that we would have to fucking bow with their goddamn feet. Because, hey, you know, if you get rid of that gun, man, you'll be just fucking fine. You ain't getting our goddamn guns now. But we want your fucking guns. And goddamn, what army wouldn't? If two armies were coming out to face each other on the field, one just fucking said, we want your goddamn guns. You turn over, we've written down this on, we wrote it with a pink crayon, that you have to turn your guns over to us. And the fuckers just walked across the field and turned their guns over to them. I guess the war would be over, wouldn't it? The battle would be over. So what are you going to do? Just stand there and get shot? You'd have to be the dumbest son of a bitch in the world to get rid of your fucking gun right now. Dumbest! The House is expected to vote on the legislation this week, and it could be brought to the floor as soon as Wednesday, once the House approves. Now, see, this is a pre-gone conclusion, guys. There's nobody going to say no to this fucking outrage. And it is a fucking outrage. 858, $858 billion fucking dollars. When we're in the condition we're in, we're broke. We're in a deep, deep depression. We're getting ready to see the housing market fucking crash. I mean, this is a fucking total attack on us. And we don't have a goddamn thing to say about it because we have no representatives. If we had representatives, we wouldn't have fucking tens of thousands of fucking invaders crossing our southern border every day and getting them put in goddamn hotel rooms. Why our people live under goddamn highway road passes that have been here since the fucking before the beginning of this goddamn country. So our fucking, I mean, these fuckers, they want to destroy us like the Jews want to destroy the Germans. That's just all there is to it. And they're going for fucking, they got their goddamn Jewish Americans with dual passports serving in your goddamn government. You fucking allow it. We could crush these cocksuckers in one fucking day, man. The 858, President Biden's this. Oh, here we go. Once the House.
Hey, Henry.
Go ahead, sorry.
I'm sorry. Hey, you know, the sad thing about it is, if you tell someone that, hey, you know, 70% of Biden's whole entire cabinet is made up of Jews, so 7 out of 10 are Jews.
I believe you, brother.
70%.
They're running this fucking country. They have been for a long time. It was just more covert in the past.
Yep. And everything that you see being pushed with that transgender crap, that whatever, Levine or whatever he is, he's a Jew. The head of the FBI, he's a Jew. The head of DHS, he's a Jew.
Say it ain't
so. If you don't think it's a war on us, then think again.
You better goddamn think again. Because, it's like the queers you mentioned, you know, I always mention this, because they're fucking, every other person you see on TV is, I'll turn it on that much, I swear to God I don't. I turn it on, I used to watch Jeopardy, it's become communist. Straight up fucking communist. I heard answers that I know are fucking incorrect. And for the communist goddamn cause, like, fuck you, Jeopardy! You just lost all credibility. There's a lot of, because the people that watch, fucking Jeopardy are usually pretty fucking intelligent, and they know, hey, that's wrong. Why are you saying that? At any rate, here we are with man, are the queers and the fucking goddamn transvestite sick son of a, the greatest one they got is the fucking transvestite. And the thing is, they're trying to make you think that every other person's a fucking queer. I mean, it's like how they got political correctness put in fucking place through this biculturalism. But fucking, I'll tell you what, there ain't a handful of them. I bet there ain't fucking goddamn, not even a tenth of a percent of the fucking population is a fag or a fucking transvestite. But this, they're gonna use this little batch of fuckers to degenerate your fucking society some fucking more. To give these motherfuckers power. You don't got power here, you motherfuckers. You fucking come try pushing this fucking shit, you son of a bitches. See, they don't want to be fucking queers in their own fucking house. You know, if you wanted to be in your own fucking castle, and nobody'd know what you were doing now, would they? They want to come to your fucking school, tell you don't have control over your own fucking child, and tell a fucking 14-year-old kid you can have your fucking dick and balls cut off without your parents' permission. You son of a bitches are going to die a slow, miserable fucking death. Get ready for it. But this fucking I want to go on with this budget. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
just with an eye for a dollar to make. He pitched us a sale about healing an oil from a snake. The barkeep, he warned him, but the man did not comprehend how strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind. Too young, but in love when she met him in some northern town. He treated her good till the sun and the whiskey went down. Did the bruise on her face test the patience of all of her kin? Or do strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind? Old Pen runs his mouth when he drinks since his wife passed away. But he's good to the kids and the crops that he sells are fair trade. But a traveling man had enough and took a pipe to his chin. That traveling man disappeared like straw in the
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. And hey, we're not going to go into no goddamn admiralty court and file a thing and take away your fucking rights. Remove them. That's what these cocksuckers did. I'm telling you right now, that's what these cocksuckers did. These found, you know, gun owners fucking all these little fucking little corpses. They went in there and filed a corporate fucking action against in common law goddamn law, and they can't fucking do it. That is a fucking act of treason. That's an act of high treason. That's how they have fucking got like the 1968 Gun Control Act into place. They are fucking out of their jurisdiction. They can't do it from a fiduciary position. The fiduciary is administrative admiralty, which is not even supposed to exist in this goddamn country. But hey, you know what? Once upon a time, somebody said, we're going to take a piece of Maryland, just a 10-mile square, and make it a citadel. It'll be all military. And we're going to have admiralty jurisdiction onto your land. And that's when it began, people. That's when they began to try to rip that goddamn, Bill of Rights up and take our goddamn rights and make fucking slaves out of us. And you better fucking wake up and see it. You better fucking wake up and goddamn see it. Oh, I don't even know where I was. You know, I know who I am. We were talking about Congress unveils $858 billion NDAA. Let's read down this a ways. Notable amendments packed into the NDAA include $10 billion in military aid for Taiwan. Now, I want you to remember this. That will be dispersed over 5 years. The aid is in the form of foreign military financing, a State Department program that gives foreign governments funds to purchase U.S.-made military equipment. Don't sound like the industrial complex is fucking robbing us, does it? Go out and start a goddamn, there ain't even a war, but who the hell can tell? I ain't there. If I can't see with my fucking eyes, I don't believe nothing these son of a bitches say. The NDAA also includes $800 million in the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative, a program that allows U.S. government to purchase weapons for Ukraine. Are they doing it? No, this is going in their black hole. Remember, they were going to go and find out. They were going to put in some new system. Never did that. Just didn't hear no more about that, did you? It's going right in their fucking pockets. But the vast majority of spending on the Ukraine war will come through emergency funds. But this ain't all they're going to spend. $800 million they're talking here, people. $800 fucking million. I said we're spending more in Ukraine than the goddamn Russian army spending on its whole fucking army and navy and marines. Everything they got. Their military. Ukraine. But the vast majority of spending on the Ukraine war will come through emergency funding, and the White House is hoping Congress approves a new $37.7 billion tranche. I don't know why they keep calling it tranche. I don't know. It's a fucking goddamn theft is what it is, of Ukraine aid through during the lame duck period. I mean, they are fucking stuffing their pockets. You don't think they are, you're a goddamn fool. And are you signing for any of these fucking loans? Then they're going to say, well, you, the American people, owe them, so you got to give China all your country, see? Because we got the money. But, oh, yeah, fuck you. I don't think that's what's going to go down at all. I truly don't. The NDA includes $11.5 billion in new investment for the Pacific Deterrence Initiative, a program to build up in Asia Pacific to confront China. Now, keep that in fucking mind. They're up here, they're getting, what was the first one for China? Oh, man. Well, the $10 billion for Taiwan to defend against China, because China's the bad guys. They're the enemies. They're the goddamn communists that are going to attack fucking Taiwan, right? You remember that, right? And here's another one. $11.5 billion to confront China in the Pacific, okay? Remember that. The Pentagon has identified China as its main focus, and the NDAA includes investment in new technology research and development that U.S. military leaders say is meant to counter Beijing. Now we're fucking more money to counter Beijing, to counter these goddamn evil fucking Chinese, right, that are determined to fucking come and take us over. And fucking beat us down into the fucking ground and make goddamn kowtowing fucking slaves out of us, right? We got that clear from this fucking page here? Let me see. What wasn't it? Oh, here we are. Here's your next story. You ready? Biden Emergency Department touts $200 million grant to battery company primarily operating in, come on, you can do it, China! $200 million being sent to these motherfuckers to help the, for their economy, people! The Department of Energy under President Joe Biden is touting a $200 million grant it gave to a lithium battery company that would help the United States grow in its domestic sources of green energy, even though it primarily operates in China, according to a report. MicroVast, a Texas-based company that primarily operates in China, according to the Washington Free Beacon, received $200 million in grant money provided by the United States government from the so-called bipartisan infrastructure law to help shift the country to green energy. So we're over there, we're spending money in Taiwan, and we're spending money to fucking counter Beijing. Hundreds of billions of dollars, and then we're giving goddamn China $200 million. What the fuck? I said it, what the fuck? Explain that to me, somebody. Additionally, in the grant's announcement, the Department of Energy touted that MicroVast is a majority U.S.-owned company traded in NASDAQ. That is headquartered in Stanford, Texas, with additional locations in Tennessee, Florida, and Colorado. However, the Free Beacon explained that financial records reveal the company primarily works out of, where? China! Financial records show the company operates primarily out of China. Microcast itself says that Chinese government exerts substantial influence over the manner in which we must conduct our business activities and may intervene at any time and with no notice. The company has also recently added to a Securities and Exchange Commission watch list of Chinese companies that are on track to be delisted from the NASDAQ for failing to comply with U.S. auditing requirements. So it's not only a Chinese company, it's a crooked motherfucking Chinese company. $200 million more, dudes. After your fucking, all the money goes to Taiwan to defend against this fucking goddamn mad Chinaman. And then the other fucking program to build a fucking deterrent to, in the Pacific to Beijing. I think that's in China. And then give them $200 million. These motherfuckers are all communists, and this is just, I mean, they think we're stupid enough that we can get, that we'll, you know, they've taken over the internet. Half the fucking internet's gone. It's being run out of, where's it being run out? Let me see. Who in the hell did we give that to? That's right. China. This is goddamn so blatant on its face what they're trying to do, and then you look at the goddamn military. What they're calling our military. We're not supposed to have no military, and the military is the fucking people. We'll kick their fucking asses. They're fucking dumb son of a bitches, and we will kick their asses. But what they're showing is the United States military on purpose, because they put these goddamn videos out. Fucking goddamn gay porn, motherfucking. Unbelievable. Send them, son of a bitch. Send the whole fucking, all of them after me. I don't give a shit. They're fucking nothing. They're goddamn worms. No worm, at least that serves a purpose. Jesus Christ almighty. Financial records show company operates primarily out of China. I'm talking about the Chinese government exerting pressure over the manner in which we must conduct our business activities and may intervene at any time and with no notice. Is that like when, Red Dawn came, the second Red Dawn came out, it was China fucking invading in Seattle, and the Chinese stopped the release of that fucking film? And they went into that goddamn film and replaced the Chinaman with fucking North Koreans? Is that the kind of goddamn power fucking China wields in this country? Well, hell yes it is. These motherfuckers at the top are sold out. They're internationalists. They are communist motherfuckers, man. Every fucking one of that Trumpies, a fucking communist. That goddamn Biden, the fucking communist. They're all fucking communists. And you say, well, no, Trump, he's fucking filthy fucking rich. He has a dynasty because he's a communist, you dumb fucks. He's a goddamn capitalist fucking commie, you dumb fucks. Go out and vote. I mean, this should be enough. This last shit should be enough for every fucking American national with an ounce of fucking goddamn courage in their goddamn soul to go out and unregister to vote in this phony fucking foreign fucking elections that they're fucking putting up, trying to justify this theft of our country. If you can't do it, you got no balls. I'll tell you to your face, you got no spine, you piece of shit. In which we must conduct our business activities and may intervene at any time and with no notice. The company was also recently added to a Securities and Exchange Commission watch list. We're going to take them off the NASDAQ. Why? Because they're fucking crooks. Well, who in this? I mean, you got the Biden, other people are saying the Biden gang, the Biden goddamn criminal cartel. Now they're telling you, I mean, they started in 2008 by telling you, yeah, the regulators that work for the fucking federal government under contract, so we can't fucking enforce the laws on them because they're under contract. It'd be a contract dispute, contracts. The fuckers aren't going to go to jail. They fucking stole $60 trillion fucking dollars from you. Man, they're not going to jail. And Goldman Sachs. Hell, that cocksucker Steve Mnuchin ended up being the next Treasury Secretary. Makes sense to me, doesn't it, to you? Should have been put up against the fucking wall. You know a lot of people fucking killed themselves over that. They'd worked their whole fucking lives to get a home. They almost had it paid off. And they whatever they got, they, you know, put in the long hours and they'd fucking, you know, work for what they had. And they just stuck a pistol in their fucking mouth and blew their brains out because it wasn't a goddamn thing they could do about it because they didn't have the apparatus to do it. And the apparatus is the goddamn bulk of the fucking people in this country. We go out in goddamn mobs and we rip them apart. We're armed to the goddamn teeth. Sorry, brother.
I'm sorry, but if you don't have a seatbelt on, Henry, they'll blow your brains out.
You goddamn
right.
You're
still being trillions from the American people and lied to them. But if you don't have a seatbelt on, you can get your brains blowed out.
Or a signal light out or anything. You can be standing with your guy. I watched that one with that one bitch cop. That guy's standing there. He's got his hands straight up in the fucking air. She walks right up behind him and blasts him right in the fucking back of the head. I mean, this is, they've done it. I told Laura, you know, fuck, it was a lot of years ago. I've been doing this a long fucking time. But I told her a lot of years ago. I said it will reach the point to where they will be executing people on fucking TV right in front of you and nobody will get fucking charged. The cops will not get charged. They'll be able to murder in the fucking open and nobody will do a goddamn thing about it. It was my relative, there'd be something done about it. Oh, let's see where we at on this here. Financial rush show, okay. The report also noted that the so-called bipartisan infrastructure law states that the Department of Energy should avoid, I mean, see, I love this. See, it's why they love that subject matter like they used in that court case up north. They love that subject matter because it can be interpreted any fucking way you want it to. You know how to use do you know punctuation? You own them. If you know punctuation, you own the fucking goddamn argument. Plain and simple. Should avoid using the grant money to fund any project that uses that use battery material supplied by or originating from a foreign entity of concern. Now, would China rate a foreign entity of concern? Let's see where fucking how much? Like I can't even I don't have that to get here in front of me. How many hundreds of millions are we sending to goddamn Taiwan? How many are we sending to that special fucking program to counter the fucking Chinese in the Pacific? Would you consider them like an entity of concern? I think that's exactly what that fucking means, ain't it? I mean, they're doing this. The thing is, people, what's fucking bad about it, they're doing it right in our face. And like this shit up here in fucking Salem, Salem's where the Supreme Court for Oregon is. I mean, you're falling for it. We screamed this to you, and you go right to, I don't have to fight now. But if I just put in my $500 to the law firm and pay these fucking goddamn, barristers of the fucking, I mean, esquires of the king to go into the king's court, I can get this stopped without getting hurt. No, you can't. No, you can't. You think that ain't going to get overturned? You're stupid. That's the king's fucking court. You got that? The king's going to let you fucking know. It'll get stopped when you take a fucking gun out and blow their fucking heads off. Or maybe they're getting a little scared. Because we've been not exactly fucking nice about this out here in Oregon. I'm here to tell you. Especially you get out in the rural part of the fucking state. We ain't been fucking not, and the people in, and then you have a lot of people in the goddamn cities themselves that are coming out going, hey, fucking what the fuck, we didn't vote for this. Wonder who this goddamn people were that voted that made up that 50.3 fucking percent that beat that 49.4 or 7%, whatever in the hell it was. Wonder who they were. Moreover, the Free Beacon wrote the microcast describes itself in the 2021 annual SEC report as a holding company that conducts its business principally through our subsidiary in, come on, you can do it, in China. A substantial portion of our operations and manufacturing and most of our current customers are in the People's Republic of China. $200 million fucking dollars when they sign that tomorrow. That's coming from the people of the United States who are told that this is the biggest threat they got is fucking China. Going into fucking Taiwan. I mean, China's coming at you from every fucking angle. They're trying to fucking knock you out of the fucking game, fucking financially. And the worst enemy you fucking got. That's who it's going to, them damn Chinese. But hey, we're going to give them $200 million for the People's Republic of China because these motherfuckers are controlled by China. They've sold you out. We look at this as our country. This is our goddamn country. This is our real estate. The world is there. I mean, and once they fucking turn this into a third world hellhole with a big pile of fucking worthless paper, won't even be paper anymore. They want to make fucking goddamn digidots. Digidots. Your digidots are gone. Well, what do you mean my digidots are gone? Well, that's what you get when you work. You get digidots. If you have a good social standing, you know, if you act up and you talk against the government, we take them digidots away from you. This is pure communism, as pure as it fucking gets, people. This is a substantial portion of our operations and manufacturing, and most of our current customers are in the People's Republic of China. $200 million dollars going to them. At the same time, we're fucking pumping money into Taiwan because China might invade them. Pumping money into this Pacific whatever it is fucking scam so that we can fucking counter the fucking Beijing, which is, that's the capital of China in case you don't know. But we're supposed to read this shit and we're not supposed to be able to connect those kind of fucking dots. You got to be fucking kidding me. SEC report, according to the Free Beacon, which also explained that it previously received subsidies from the Chinese government, in addition to noting that most of its customers are associated with state-owned companies in the People's Republic of China. State-owned companies. You can't see this. You don't wanna. You are a yellow-ass fucking coward. This is fucking as plain as a goddamn, I don't know, plain as the goddamn sun when you look up at it at noon on a clear day. It's there. It's absolute. It's, fuck that goddamn elephant in the living room. Again, you know, your whole living room is full of elephants and you got your head shoved up one of them's ass clear up to your fucking shoulders. And you're just saying, well, I could get hurt. Yeah, you could die. But you stop this shit or your goddamn kids will kowtow at the foot of a Chinaman. A Chinaman wants to rape your fucking 6-year-old daughter. He'll fucking do it. It ain't a fucking thing you can do about it because you will have given up your gun. You son of a bitches, how long are you going to wait for even to fight the gunfight? You're going to let them, they keep entrenching, they keep making more guns for them, they keep finding, I see the caliber of the people they're getting. I mean, I can see where that would be like a big whoop. But the bottom line is, you're fucking, this has gone on way too long, people. And then we can always come back to the pedophilia. I mean, that has been, I think, since the beginning of this goddamn country. It's just now that, you know, fucking people are fucking, had the way because of the internet to speak out and find, you know, enough people. And you tell something about it, you'd end up dead the next morning. In the old days, but I mean, you get it fucking streamed onto the fucking internet. They can't do nothing about that. They can take it down, but it's already, the damage is already done. But I believe this fucking pedophilia has gone on since the inception of this country. When these rich fucking lords came over here, they had their fucking big fucking castles and they had their goddamn dungeons with goddamn children in them. And I think these miserable motherfuckers, I don't know that there's a one of them that ain't a fucking pedophile. And if nothing else, goddamn it, the lifetime before me, the generation before that, they didn't do nothing. Are we going to go? We know. We cannot claim not to know. We are negligent in allowing this. Think what we're allowing, people. Think of that little kid. Kids can't defend themselves against fucking... Think of turning a kid over to one of these goddamn freaky motherfucking pervert pedophile son of a bitch and just handing them over to him. Have a good day. And the little kid's fucking, oh my God, And we're sitting there, well, we don't want to come because there's no problems with the... You make sure you make your jack-off class tonight. You understand? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what we're doing. That's how lowly cowards we are. We're fucking pathetic, people. That's all I can tell you. We're pathetic for that. If nothing else in this goddamn world, we're pathetic for that. And not to mention the rest of this shit. This is our goddamn liberty and freedom. You know, a kid that gets captured by one of these fuckers, $40,000 a year in this goddamn country, they don't have no liberties. They don't have no goddamn... Man, all they have is fucking hell ahead of them. Maybe death. Because they like to do snuff films with these little kids, too. So if any of you are thinking, well, this I could do it this way, or we can, you know, I could follow the Oregon filing. Look at the Oregon filing. And they got, yeah, they're gonna, and the governor's appealing it right fucking now. And you're going to end up, and by doing that, see, these handful of people who go along with these foundations and these goddamn NRA and these son of a bitches incorporated are allowing them to come into our fucking jurisdiction with a foreign inferior jurisdiction to try to fucking alter our Bill of Rights. They never could fucking have an amendment to the Bill of Rights. Maybe they hate it because they can't do it. But what have they been doing with these goddamn, even municipalities, coming in and writing goddamn with their pink crayon over our goddamn second article? It says shall not be infringed. And by God, that's what it fucking means. None. Your 1968 Gun Control Act is a fucking act of treason. Your 1933 Gun Control Act is an act of fucking treason. Every fucking thing you have done in violation of that fucking law is fucking treason and sedition, and it'll put you against the wall because that makes you a goddamn traitor to your people and your country. That's enough for me. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, just think it over a little bit. Do something! Some people have. Do something! And besides running to the goddamn enemy for relief, you stupid fucks, and that is The Word from the Trenches.